You're listening to SBS News.
Joshua Kluger's job at Fedora kept him happily active and outside for 2 years, riding through the streets of Melbourne. But his relationship with the company soured in March. He claims he and other workers were being exploited and that he was unfairly dismissed for publicly talking about his pay and conditions.
Definitely, because it seems to just be focused on the customers and of the business owners and the stakeholders, shareholders of those businesses, and they don't care at all about the workers who do all the hard work.
The 28-year-old has taken his case to the Fair Work Commission in Sydney. With the support of the Transport Workers Union, he's arguing he should be considered an employee of the company, not an independent contractor, and afforded rights and protections. Acting National Secretary of the TWU, Michael Kane, says Fedora shouldn't be able to operate in the way it currently does.
This is not some shiny new economy. This is old-fashioned exploitation, 1800s style, this time by sand-shoe-wearing billionaires via an app. And it has to stop.
Fedora says it won't comment on matters before the courts. An SBS News investigation recently exposed the dangerous conditions many delivery riders work under, including a lack of training. The Victorian government will reform its laws, giving riders for companies such as Uber Eats, Deliveroo and Fedora the same protections as owner-operated truck drivers. Victorian Industrial Relations Minister Natalie Hutchins says the aim is to give gig workers, short-term contract or freelance workers, some security and safety.
If they've signed a contract, then they should be given what all their entitlements are, what their rates of pay are, and they'll also be given a commitment under law that their invoices will be paid within 30 days of that invoice being received. We have so many small business contractors out there that go under because they haven't been paid in time by their contractors, and this is a way of making sure that it's fairer for them.
Experts say widespread reform should be encouraged as the gig economy expands. The desire for flexibility in the workplace is acknowledged by the director of the Centre for Business and Social Innovation at the University of Technology Sydney, Professor Emmanuel Josserand.
There is an aspiration for workers to work differently, to be freer to work when they want, but I feel at the moment it's been really exploited by business models that want to break free from the social safety net that we have created along the years. And they do that by playing, you know, at the border of the legal in a grey legal zone. So I think there needs to be legislation.
The federal court is set to consider the case of three Fedora delivery riders next week. The legality of their work arrangements is to be closely examined. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.